When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Live your own way in the Isuzu D-Max. Visit your local Isuzu Ute dealer today on SENWA, live from the Toolkit Depot studio. This is Mornings with Mark Duffield.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show this morning in the Toolkit Depot studio out here at Optus Stadium. It is sunny in Perth today, building to a warm maximum of 27 degrees. There still is no rain. I know I had an argument with Paul Heath a few weeks ago about rain. Heater, I checked the rainfall charts. There was no rain. No recorded rain in Perth. There you go. Well, a week may be a long time in footy. For Freo, it probably felt like too long. For West Coast, it might not have quite been long enough. The Dockers, I'm guessing, would not have been able, or they couldn't wait to get out there against the Bulldogs to erase the memory of their derby loss to West Coast. That was their worst performance of the season. Nathan Fyfe, Caleb Sarong, Andy Brayshaw and Bailey Banfield certainly looked like men on a mission on Saturday night. And Fyfe, Brayshaw and Sarong were part of a midfield badly beaten up by the Eagles. They were a part of a midfield that dominated the strong Bulldogs midfield 47-30 at stoppages. And that led to the four-goal win that put Fremantle back in the eight and back on track. It was a big game for Justin Longmuir because win as they did, and the Dockers are able to point out that in seven games this year, they've been subpar just once in the round six derby. They were stiff in both their losses to Carlton and Port Adelaide in Adelaide. If they had lost against the Bulldogs, whether honourably or not, this would have been four defeats in a row and would have been 4 points plus percentage adrift of the eight, in danger of losing touch and in danger of losing self-belief in what they're trying to achieve. I like the way they played at the weekend. When they were being criticised for their 9 and 10 goal tallies in their losses, Justin Longmuir said they had to find a way to get to 14 goals a game, and he felt they were creating the chances to do it. On Saturday night, they not only created the chances, they took enough of them and they looked good going about it. And best of all, we saw four quarters of vintage Nathan Fyfe. 37 disposals, 7 clearances, 18 contested possessions and a goal. And when the Dockers lit the fire under this game in the opening quarter, Fyfe had 15 disposals. He finished the game with 10 score involvements and 7 inside 50s. This was as complete a performance as we've seen from him since his last Brownlow year in 2019. If you want a measure of how good a player Caleb Sarong is, he had as many touches as Fyfe, 17 clearances, 20 contested possessions. It felt like Fyfe wound the clock back. It feels like this is the sort of footy Sarong plays most weeks. But I think the two best stories out of this game for Fremantle were Bailey Banfield and Josh Tracy. Banfield copped the ire of many Freo fans for a few missed shots on goal, both at the back end of the close loss to Port Adelaide and in the derby against the Eagles when he kicked 0 goals, 4 points. It masks the fact that he's been having a pretty steady season. He was pivotal to the win on Saturday night, kicking 3 goals, including 2 clutch set shots in the final term when the game was still in the balance. And Banfield has been Fremantle's everywhere man this year, playing as a pressure forward, a wingman and a spare parts defender. He's averaging 17 disposals a game and he's kicked 9 goals. He's never going to be a star, but this is as good a stretch of form as he has had at AFL level. And Tracy is probably Freo's most improved player. He kicked 3 goals at the weekend for 14 for the season, at an average of 2 per game. It's not bad for a bloke who's also been taking a turn in the ruck. Fremantle has 3 first-round draft picks to use at the end of the season's trade period, and the assumption has been they'll want a tall forward. Tracy's improvement suggests they may be able to look to strengthen another area of the ground. Give us your thoughts. 0487 736 736 is the text line. The Bower and Dodé open line is 13 12 55. And meanwhile, the week didn't look quite long enough for the Eagles as they took on the longest road trip in footy just a week after the Derby. They were up and about early, thanks to Elliot Yeo in the midfield. Jeremy McGovern was terrific in defence, Jake Waterman in attack. But they were overrun after halftime, utterly dominated in the ruck, where Jared Witts had his way with Bailey and Jack Williams. Witts had 18 disposals, 46 hit-outs and 10 clearances to go with a goal. He fed the three-pronged Suns engine room, and Matt Rowell, Noah Anderson and Took Miller all had big games that got bigger and more damaging the longer the game went. This was not a disastrous loss for West Coast, but it was a bit of a reset after their Derby triumph the previous week. What were your thoughts of them on the weekend? Are the Dockers back on track with a faster, freer scoring brand? Did the Eagles pay the price of not taking Harley Reid to the Gold Coast? Could they have won if he had made the trip? As I mentioned, 0487 736 736, the text line. The Bower and Dodé open line is 13 12 55. Meanwhile, we are, as always, brought to you by Isuzu Utes. You can live your own way in the Isuzu D-Max. On behalf of Isuzu, here are 4 thoughts to four-wheel drive you to work today. Thought 1 on the Dockers. As a general rule of thumb, you never lose by promoting promising young players, and Justin Longmuir got value from the selections of Pat Voss and Cooper Simpson on Saturday night. Neither had a mountain of the ball, but both made possessions count and were involved in multiple scores. Voss gave the goal assist to Luke Jackson in the opening term and then kicked an important one of his own. Simpson was subbed in for Josh Draper. His brilliant sidestep set up a shot for Andy Brayshaw, and another sidestep and break into space saw him deliver to Bailey Banfield for a critical last quarter goal. Thought 2 on West Coast. He didn't do much, but it was great to see Liam Ryan back on an AFL field. He's missed more time through 2 torn hamstring tendons than most players miss with a knee reconstruction. He didn't set the world on fire, but he got some nice touches late in the game and he will benefit from the run. We look forward to more speckies for his highlights reel as Liam finds his feet back in the big time. Thought 3 on Jake Waterman. If Josh Tracy is the most improved player on Fremantle's list, Waterman is clearly the most improved player on West Coast's list. Up with the leaders in the Coleman medal after 4 goals yesterday. He has 21 for the season. He has 15 of those goals from his last 3 matches. It is the best vein of form of his 91-game career. Thought 4 on Brisbane. Last year's grand finalists are in all sorts of trouble now. They've lost their first 3 games at home. They've been soundly beaten in their last 2 games. They were completely outworked by a GWS team that was minus Sam Taylor and Toby Green at the weekend. Opposition teams are working Lachie Neale over. Both Geelong and the Giants have come for him in the past fortnight. Neale is struggling, and the entire Lions engine room is struggling with him. At 2-5, they can still make finals, but it is hard to see them getting near the top 4, and there are not too many stumbles ahead they can afford before the top 8 is out of reach as well. Give us your thoughts. 0487 736 736 is the text line. 13 12 55 is the Bower and Dodé open line. Bower and Dodé, because the little things are everything. After the break, we discuss the Dockers and Eagles with the West Australians, Craig O'Donoghue.